on the bottom of Ayin Ches on the base. Man tam lohad etom rabbanim. Shochto b'tahara. V'yachar kach nitmu habayvin. When they shechted the Korban Pesach, so people were tahar. And then the Bailin became Tomei. So Yisr Kadam b'tahara. V'alyocho boser b'tuma. So the halacha is that you have to be zorik the dam b'tahara. And not eat the basar bituma. Rashi. Yisro b'tahara. The kohanim, the klishorish tahorim. So even though the baila now became tamei, you have to continue and finish off this carbon b'tahara. And the carbon is not eaten bituma. But you see that what's the maisi yuzorik the dam. So he's Yotze Korban Pesach and doesn't have to bring Korban Pesach Sheni. Kaman, Omar Reb Elazar, B'machlokes Shnuyo Reb Nosson. This is called this Tali in a Machlokes, and it goes according to Reb Nosson. Who holds that Korban Pesach, you don't need Achila B'dievet, as we have. Reb Nosson is the one who holds that Korban Pesach, you don't have to eat. And he holds also now, Reb Elazar, that Rabbi Nosson holds you don't even need a personal spit to eat. Till now we've been saying that even Rabbi Nosson, who holds that Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akev, that's where the Korban Pesach is Tamei. But the people are fit to eat. But here, the person is Tamei. The Bailim became Tamei before the Zrika. Still, what's it called, even though the person is not Roy, it's the Korban Pesach's kosher. Rashi. Reb Nosson he, the Omer Achila lo ma'akva, the low boy Reb Nosson gavra the chazil Achila. According to this opinion, Reb Nosson doesn't even need a person who has to be royal Achila. Masnisa kamaisi moker Reb Elazar k'rabbanim. The original the brisa that says that you're not yotze if the bailim are not roy goes according to Rabbanim, not according to Reb Nosson. Until now we've been saying even Reb Nosson holds you need a person who's roy to eat. Now we're saying that you don't even, Reb Nosson holds, you don't even need a person who's right to eat. And those who hold that you're not Yotze, hold that Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev no matter what. Okay. Mara says, Reb Yochanan Omer Afilu Teim Rabbanani. Well, could be even the Rabbanan over here. And still, it's kosher. Why? Hachamai Askina Bet Tzibur. Talking with the whole Tzibur became Tomei, not just this person. So now you're going to be able to eat it, Bituma. Because according to Pesach, the comes b'tzibur b'tumah, you're allowed to eat. The afila b'tumah nomi avdi. Where it says, "I b'tzibur amay ein habosar necho b'tumah." The chora, you're allowed to eat it. Right? So why does it say that you don't? Zeira shemi yitmu habayim la'achar zrika. Because we're afraid that maybe the tzibur become tamei after zrika, the next year. This year they became tamei before zrika sadan. So the according to Pesach was hutter now to eat even b'tumah. But if they became Tomei after the Shrika, then they wouldn't be Mutter, wouldn't be Korban Pesach that came Betumah, it would be finished already. The Yomru, they'll say next year they'll become Tomei after the Shrika. The Yomru, Shtakid lo nitmanu v'yochalnu. Last year we were Tomei and we ate. Hashtanami necha, we'll eat now. Hello yadi v'shtakid ki yizdorek dam bailim tmeim habu. They won't remember that the year before, when the dam, before the dam was Nisrak, they became Tomei. So the Pesach was made Betumah, maybe you're allowed to eat a Betumah. But here, the Pesach was finished before they became Tamei. Hash the Bailim Tahorim Habu. Here, when the Zrika was made, the Bailim were still Tamei. Were still Tahor. Rashi. Hachamai Askina B'tzibur. Shenitmu Rov HaTzibur Ben Shrita L'Zrika. Most of the Tzibur became Tamei between the Shrita and the Zrika. Tegon Shemes HaNasi B'nitmu. Right? How's it taste? How can possibly all the Tzibur became Tamei at once? Because the Nasi died, and Zemitzer Matami to him, so the rove of the Tzibur Matami to the Nasi. Hilkach Gavri Dechazi Lachilinu. Therefore, they're fit to eat. And even though it's Gzeira not to eat, that's only Gzeira. The Maisim Minadin, they're allowed to eat. Gzeira Shema Lashon Acheris Yitmu Tzibur Acherzrika. The Yomu Ishtaked Milo Hayinu Tmeim Bishas Achila Vyachalnu. The Apal Pisha Shkita So Betara. Even though the Shkita was Betara, we became Tamei before the eating and we ate. Same thing over here, and they won't realize there's a difference between becoming Tomei before the Zrika and after the Zrika. Hashanami Akopish Shitasos Rikaso Batara, Nehu Basra to Bituma. Plo Yadi the stock in the Idnadavish Rikas Dam Tmeim Habu. The Habu they Pesach above Bituma. But the Zdam was already in Israel, it's not a Pesach above Bituma, it's a Pesach that's finished already, Batara. The Ibo Isema Rav the Omakrab Yeshua. Another possibility, right, going back now, that Rav said that even though according to Pesach, that what's it called, that the if there's no basar left, it's you're not zorik the dam, but if you were zorik the dam, then what's it called, that it's okay. That Rav goes like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Until now we said Rav holds like what's it called, Rav Nosson. Now we're saying that Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Kol hazvachim shebetorah, bein shenitma basar v'chelev kayim, bein shenitma chelev v'basar kayim, zorik hasadam. Right? Rabbi Yeshua said that all the karbonos in the Torah, whether you have basar left or chelev left, as long as you have one of them, right, a kezayis of one of them, then you're still zorik the dam. Nazir v'osa pesach, Tosfos isn't kosher nazir over here, and Rashi is. Rashi explains why a nazir is different also. The pashas is only going on pesach. Nitma, chelev, basar kayim, zorik hasadam. As long as there's basar left, so it's roi lachila, you're zorik the dam. Nitma basar v'chelev kayim, but if there's only chelev left, and no basar, since the ikur korban pesach came for eating, ain't zorik hasadam. But Rabbi Yeshua says, the zorik hurtsa, but the dievet, if you were zorik it, the korban's kosher, and your yotzei korban pesach, and you don't have to bring pesach sheni. Nitmu habaylim v'meis, lo yisrok, the zorik lo hurtsa. But if the baylim are tamei, so they're not fit to eat, right, like we had before, you need gavra dechosi lachila, then the korban's pasul. Then if you're zorik the dam on baylim who aren't fit to eat, then the korban's pasul. Rashi boy saying we're Rav to Amrim Zorakur, it's like Rabbi Yeshua. The Isle Achilles Pesachim of Ma'akev. Rabbi Yeshua also holds, like Rabbi Nosson, that Achilles Pesach is not Ma'akev. Shalmei Nozer, Tchilosim Lachila. So Rashi explains Nozer also is the Shlomim of a Nozer, be Iker come to be eaten. The boy Shiluach Saru, Tachas Hadud, Shlomim is Bashlimbo. Because his hair has to be burnt under the pot where the Shlomim is cooking. So you need to eat the Shlomim. The Siva Lachakas Sar Rose in Yisrov and Osan La'esh. The old boy Tnufas Roa B'Sheila. You also need to be Menif, the boiled, what's it called, the roasted arm of the animal, which, what's it called, goes to the Kohen. Al Mitzar, she have Basar Tohar B'Shazrika. She have Roy the Mitzvah Ha'amurabha. Not that you have to eat it, but you need the Basar to be Tohar to do these mitzvahs. In order to be able to cook the shlamim to eat it, and to be menif this roa b'sheila. Tosfos says no such halacha, and therefore what's it called? He's not goris nazir. The imzara kurtza, the honey lo ma'akvi, because achila is not ma'akiv. But nitmu bailin b'meis, to lo chazi l'mecha l'ursa, the tumasim b'shiva, but if the bailin became tummy b'meis, so they're not fit to eat at night, because they have 7 days tumah, right then, in Zorik lo hurtsa. The Afagav dechilasa lo ma'akva, even though Achilas Pesachim is not ma'akev, Gavra dechazi lachila bo'inan. You need a person who's fit to eat. The meat doesn't have to be fit to eat, but the person has to be fit to eat. For Achmona dachila tomei nefesh lepesach sheni. The Torah pushed off a person who's tomei to pesach sheni. Ubenazir nomik siv ki yomus mei salav de sosaris nezirus. Same thing goes with a nazir who becomes tomei, the Torah says it's sosaris, whole naziris. So that, then the korban is not kosher. Okay. B'muktashimein, okay? So we said the Mishnah says that by regular korban, it's not that, halach is not like that. Even if you don't have basar, it's what's it called? It's still kosher. Because the ikra for the korban is the dam, not the eating. Masnisin mani Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer kolas lachim shabatorish nishtarim kazayis basar kazayis chelev, zorik es hadam. They're not mitzvah. You need either a full kazayas for the mizbeach or a full kazayas for people, but not half a kazayas for the mizbeach and half a kazayas for some for person. Then ain't zorik hasadam. Uba ola by an ola where everything is burnt on the mizbeach, the basar and the chelev. I feel kachatsi zayis basar, kachatsi zayis chelev, zorik hasadam. Mitnei kula kolol, and therefore the dam and the basar all the same din. So they're mitzvah. Uve mincha, apa pishikula kayemis lo yisrok. by a mincha, even if the whole mincha is there, you're not zorik in time. So mincha is mincha ma'avidite. What are you talking about? A mincha? Mincha is no shrika sadam. Right? We're not talking about minachas. We're talking about korbanos for this shrika sadam. Where it says, Omer HaPapa, minchas mesachim. It's talking about a mincha that comes together with a korban. So I might think if nothing's left of the korban, that's tahar. But the mincha is still tahar, that's considered the part of the korban. And if you can at least be makar of the mincha, the korban is kosher. And you can be zorik the dam. Even though there's nothing left that's tahar. Except for the mincha. So kadai techamina, kivin the ko'asha mikoach zevach, gufet is zevach tomi. Since the mincha comes with the zevach, it has a din of the zevach. Kamash malon, and therefore what's it called? The halacha is not like that. That's why it says, but if the whole mincha is left tahar, but the rest of the carbon is tameh, it's pasul. Either which one's a separate thing. Afila kula kemes lo yisro kes adam aleha. Mincha maya, did it take zrikas tam? What's going on? Mincha of zrikas adam. There's no zrikas adam by a mincha. Minchas nesachim. Haboim hazevach. Talking about minchas nesachim, right? The wine that comes together with the korban. Mao the same at the zevach tamya. I might think that that's part of the korban. And if that remains tahar, also you're zorik the dam of the korban. Tahavi makom zevach lahashur sadam. Okay. Chelev minolan, how do you know that if there's chelev left, that you're zorik the dam and the korban's kosher? Amar Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Shmuel, motem ba mishum Rav Yishua ben Chananya, to Amar Kro, the hikter ha-chelev v'ref nichoach l'ashem. It says chelev, mashma, even if there's nothing else, afa b'shein boser. Mashma, as long as there's chelev, you can be makter it and it'll be l'ref nichoach. In other words, the korban's kosher. Ashkechon chelev. I see that what's it called? You can chelev. How do you know the other parts that are nikruv on the mizbeach? Not the chelev. There's a kaved, yoseres hakaved, ushtei haklayos. Those are not chelev. They are emurim. How do you know if any of the emurim are left that are tahar, a kezayis of them, that it's also okay? Min olam hecha amrin disrikoson hecha amrin on disrikoson miriktoni. First of all, how do you know that in a chenadi that you're zorik the dam? How do you know that a murim alone is enough? All we said is chelev and basar. We never mentioned a murim. Where it says miniktani van mincha achavi shekula kemes lo zirzis broke mincha udalo avo yoseres kovid shdeak lo yishapidami. We can bedai from the Mishnah that it says that by a mincha, the price of the mincha, right, if the mincha is left, that's not good enough. Mashma, anything else is okay. As long as you have kazayith basar, kazayith, and anything else is nikra. Minolad, okay, now we know from the brisa that a murim also count. Where do you know that from? Rav Yochanan de Omer, Omer Kroah, L'rech Nichoach. Kol Shah Tomala, L'rech Nichoach. Anything you bring, L'rech Nichoach, which includes the Emurim, not only the Chelev, is good. The Itzrich Limit of Chelev, Itzrich Limit of Rech Nichoach. Why do you have to say both? The Chelev and Rech Nichoach. Because of Rachmona Chelev, Havi Amina Chelev, in Yosiris HaKovish, Der Klo Yislo. Right? If it only said Chelev, I would say it's only Chelev and not anything else. So obviously you need a Reboy for something more than Chelev. Because of Rachmona L'rech Nichoach. But let it be because of Rachmona L'rech Nichoach. Let it just say L'rech Nichoach. Anything that's all L'rech Nichoach includes Chelev and Emurim. So why do you need a separate pasuk for Chelev? Havi Amina Kol Ha'olim L'rech Nichoach V'afilu Mincha. Said L'rech Nichoach, I would think even a Mincha is left that you're makar of the korban. Because of Rachmona Chelev, therefore it says Chelev. To tell me Davka Chelev or anything else like Chelev, that's mamish part of the korban, which is l'rech nichoach, that what's it called, that's why you need both of them. Chelev tells me chelev, and only something like it, and rech nichoach tells me they murim also. But the mincha is excluded, since it has chelev also. Rashi. Chelev minolan, dahavi shir lahashu zrika sadam. How do you know if there's just chelev that's tahar, that you can still be zorik the dam? The hikter achelev gabi zrikas dam si. The sleeve is zorik akoinis adam. Add the hikter achelev rech nichoach. It's mashe, even if there's only chelev, it's good enough. Yoseris hakovish de akloyis minolan. Mid istrich leil misne mincha lo hab yeshir. Since it had to say a mincha is no good, mashe anything short of the mincha is yes. Mechlav the sleeve lay the honey the goofy the zevach nino hab yeshir. Anything that's part of the carbon itself is yes a shear, is enough to be considered left over from the carbon to be zorik the dam.
Omar Kra, Bahai Kra Gufe, the Hikdra Chela, the Reach Nichola.
Okay, Nitma Kahal, Orubo. Okay, now we're going to the halachas of Pesach Sheni, or partially. If the Kahal became Tomei, or Rov HaKahal, because Rubo Kikulo, or Shahayu HaKohanim Tmeim, even if all the people were Torah, but the Kohanim were Tmeim. So inevitably, they're going to be Matame, the Basar. Right? The Hakol Tahorim, Yasu Betumah. Then the halacha is, you make the Korban Pesach Betumah, because Ish Asher Yeh Tomei. Ish is Nidcha the Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur is not Nidcha, they do it Betumah. Nitman Miut HaKahal, if only a miut of the Kahal are Tamei, then at Tahorim Osim is a Rishon, then the people who are Tar make Korban Pesach Rishon, but at Tmeim, who are now considered Yechidim, because they're not Rov, they're a miut, all the miut is considered Yechidim, Osim is a Sheni, they do Pesach Sheni. Rashi Yasu Betuma, Vafilu Tmeim Yechidim. Even the ones, Doha Pesach, the Tahorim Gufe Betuma, Asim Mishum Kohanim, right? Even the Tmeim who are a miut. In other words, what happened, all the Kohanim are Tamei, but most of the Tzibur is Tahar, but there's a Miut of Tzibur, it's also Tamei. So even the Miut of the Tzibur that's Tamei makes the Korban Pesach now Betumah. Normally a Miut would be Nidchet to Pesach Sheni, but here, since the Kohanim are Tamei, and anyway everything's going to become Tamei, so the Yechidim are also. Right? And since anyway, and it's not covet for the Tzibur, that a miut should be nidchet from, since the whole rove of the tzibur who are tar are going to make it betuma anyway because they have no choice. So even the tmeim who normally nidchet the pesach sheni, they shouldn't be porish minat tzibur. It's not good even for yechidim not to do what the tzibur is doing. Tzibur is a tzibur, and if yechidim do something different than what the tzibur is doing, it's a gnai, not a proper thing. Okay, Tan Rabban, Hareisho Yisrael tmeim, the kohanim uklisharis tahorim. If Klal Yisrael were Tamei, and the Kohanim and Klei Shoris were Tahorim, so that means Rov of Yisrael. But everything else was Tahor. Oh, Shor Yisrael Tahorim, or if all of Klal Yisrael were Tahor, the Kohanim and Klei Shoris Tamei, and the Kohanim and the Klei Shoris were Tamei. Vafil Yisrael the Kohanim Tahorim, who Klei Shoris Tamei. Even if just the Klei Shoris is Tamei, the Gemara is going to discuss in a few seconds which Klei Shoris, and how. Yasu Betumah. In all those cases, it's considered like Rov HaTzibur is Tamei, because in any case, the carbon is going to become tummy of all of them. So mainly you make the whole, everybody makes the tumor. She'en carbon tzibur chalak. But a carbon tzibur, you don't make some people the tumor and some people the tahara. Either it's all the tahara or it's all the tumor. Omer Chizda, lo shonu el shenit mahasakin betumi neis. That's only if the sakin, if everybody's tar except for the klisharis. It means that the Sakin was Tomei Betumas Meis, or the Chazoni says, for sure, the Kelim that Jemakabal Da. They're Tomei. Same thing. Right? But even the Sakin, that's what's it called, that you shecht with, which anybody could shecht with, if that's Tomei and it's Meis, going to be Tomei the Bosser, same thing. Why? The Rachmona Omer B'chalol Cherev, Cherev Haru K'chalol. The Kometami L'Gavra, the Sakin's Metamei the person becomes Tomei. Not just the Basar. The Mikara Kimisavid Betumas Haguf, the Karish Kamisavid. So here, if you're going to bring the Korban Pesach, inevitably all the Sakinim are Tamei Neis. And a Sakin that's Tamei Neis is Matamei even a person. Because it has the din of the Neis. Kherevi Kachol. So Neila, you bring the Korban Betumah, because you're going to have to touch the Sakin, you're going to have to become Tamei, and if you what's it called, you're going to have to what's it called bring it anyway. Betumas Koris, so better to what's it called. Everybody should bring a betuma. Avol nitma hasakin betuma sheretz. And what's the Koris over here? So some say the Koris is that a kohen who's oved betuma is chayiv Koris, but that's not really true. It's only chayiv misa bidei shamayim. But some say that the isser is going into the azara when you're tamei meis. Going to the Azor, Tomei Meis is Takafi of Koris. And you're going to have to go to the Azor, you can't shecht outside the Azor. Aval nitma sakin betuma sheret. If the sakin only was Tomei tuma sheret, so it's not going to be Tomei the person who shechted. It's only going to be Tomei the Basar. The Basar who the Metamulei, the Gavra lo Metamulei, then no, Tahorim Ovid, Tmeim lo Ovid.
then only the tahorim make korban pesach and not the tmeim. Why? Mutav yochal betumas boser belav the ayochal boser betumas aguf shubakaris. Because the people who are tamei, they themselves are tamei. If they eat, a person who's tamei eats a korban, it's chayiv karis. If you are tahor, but you eat a korban that's tamei, it's only a lav. So now, since they're going to use this sakin, all the boser is going to become tamei. If the tahorim eat it, they're going to only be over a lav. If the tmeim eat it, they're going to be chayiv karis. Right? Because they're eating what's it called? Boser kodesh, even though it's tamei. It's still chayiv karis for eating basar kodesh bituma. So therefore, the people who are tamei don't bring this korban pesach, because better they should go to pesach sheni than they should eat something that anyway would not be what's it called chayiv. And since rova the people are tar, the only problem is that all the korbanos become tamei, so they can bring bituma and eat a bituma. But lemaisa the tmeim should what's it called bring pesach sheni. You see that when tumah is okay, b'tzibur, it's only dechuya. And you try to do it in the best possible way, shayach. It's not a blanket heter. Rava holds no, even the tmeim eat. Why? My time at the siva habosra shiga b'chol tamei lo yeyochel. For eish yisori. The Torah puts together tumas basar with tumas adam. Okay, it says when the basar touches anything tamei, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. That's a lot. Don't eat basar kodesh that became tamei. And then there's another halacha. The habasar kol tahor yochol basar, and anyone who's tahor should eat the basar. Okay. Right? Which basar is somebody muzer on not to eat when he's tamei? Basar that you could have eaten because it was tar. But if the basar itself is tamei, then there's no kares for a person who eats it if he's tamei. So in the mele, there's no shame. It's then everybody, what's it called, makes korban pesach when they even if the sakin is only tamei but tumas sheretz. See Rashi. Lo shanu the mashma mishum tumas kli sharis avde kula betuma. The halacha that everybody makes the korban pesach betuma, whether they're tar or tamei. If the kli sharis is tamei, because anyway the korban is going to get tamei, that only applies to shenit masakin betamei meis. It's only if the sakin became tamei with tumas meis. Shu'avatuma. A sakin that became tamei from tumas neis becomes an avatuma. Just like the meis. The nas avasakin avatuma latamei adam. The rachmonom rabchal cherub. The midrash mine de kli mateches. Hametami the meis. Nasa kiyotse bezeshen nagaba. Rashi shita is that it's only, what's it called, kli mateches. Only metal things that are like a cherub and they become a tamei mamish an avatuma. They become mamish like the, what's it called, like the mace. And if the tame mace, a rishon l'tuma, an avatuma, the mace himself is avi avosatuma. And a sakin that touches the mace himself becomes avi avosatuma. Becomes mamish like the, doesn't go down one level, becomes mamish like the mace. And it's matami ba'ohel afilu. Pashtu. See, that could be not, but if he touched an avatuma, then he becomes an avatuma. Doesn't go down one like normally, it remains on the same level. And it's Matami, Adam, and Caleb. And others, Rambam holds, it's not only metal Caleb, any Kli, except for Kli, what's it called, Kli 8, and what's it called, any other Caleb become Cherethi Kachol. Tuma dechuya hi b'tzibur, the koshi hutra, the chokama de efshel aduri atahara, o atuma kala madrina. Since Tuma dechuya b'tzibur, if the people who are tamei are going to be worse tamei than what's necessary, then they're nidchet to pesach sheni. So the people who are going to be are tahar and they're going to be forced to eat basar tamei, so they can bring pesach even though the basar is tamei, because most of the tzibur are going to have to eat the basar b'tuma. But if the people who are tamei gagu, that's a worse thing, so they bring pesach sheni. And Rava says no. Karina be habasar kotar yochol basar velo tamei, right?
When do we say that only a person who's tahar, right, can eat kachim, and if he's not tahar, he's chayav kares, when the boss is tahar. But if the boss is not tahar, he's not chayav kares. Okay. Itmar. Harei shahar Yisrael mechta taharim mechta tmeim. What if they were exactly half and half? We said if rov are taharim, then the miut of tmeim make pesach sheni. It's a regular case now. If rov are what's it called tmeim, everybody makes pesach bituma filu the taharim. What if they're exactly half and half? Rav omer mechta mechta karov. Each mechta is considered like a rov. And therefore, Rav Kahana omer mechta mechta ena karov. And Rav Kahana says each one's considered like a miut. Now, what is half considered? Is considered like rov because it's not a miut, or is considered like a miut because it's not rov? That's the shayla. So Rav says mechtzal mechtzal karov, and Rav Kahana says mechtzal mechtzal einu karov. Rav omer mechtzal mechtzal karov. So what do you do? This is the first lashon. Halalo olshim liatzman. Halalo olshim liatzman. Since each one is considered like a rov, the tahorim make the korban pesach b'tahara, and the tmeim make korban pesach b'tuma. They do it separately. But in other words, since rov of the people are tahar, so those rov can't be nigver bus of the tmeim. So they have to make korban pesach b'tahara. It's not b'tuma. But since rov are also tameh, there's two rovs over here. So rov are also tameh, they're not nidchet to pesach sheni. Only a miut is nidchet for the pesach sheni, not a rov. So therefore, the ones who are tamei also make pesach rishon, but they make it to themselves. The tahorim have to remain tahor, and the tmeim bring korban pesach rishon, because each one's considered like a rov. So the tahorim are like rov; they can't make the petuma, and the tmeim are like rov; they don't make pesach sheni; they make pesach rishon. Rav Kahana omer metzah metzah in a korov. Each one's considered like a miut. Tahorim mostly is harishon, because miut who are tahorim make pesach rishon, right? As long as it's not a rov of tmeim, and here there's no rov of tmeim. So they make Pesach Rishon. Utmeim, who are a miut, the mechza is only considered a miut, also Mr. Sheni. They're nitchet to Pesach Sheni, because a miut is nitchet to Pesach Sheni. A miut never makes Pesach Rishon betum. Rashi. Halala loshim liyats from betara. The halala loshim liyats from betuma. Tahorim loavdi betuma, the havig kerov. The tahorim can't do a betuma because rov people are tahor, because mechza mechza is considered rov. The rov tahorim lo avdi betuma, but most of the people are tahor. You don't make korban pesach betuma. Utmeim l'sheni lo midche, and the tmeim aren't pushed off the pesach sheni mishum dahavi nami ruba. They're also considered like a rov. The ruba l'sheni lo midche. You never madche a rov to pesach sheni. So both of them have a din of rov. In other words, they're not a miut. Netzal netzal is not a miut. It's not a miut. Then it's a din of a rov. Tahorim osim arishom b'tahara. And Rav Kahana holds no, that mechza mechza is not a rov. Each one's not a rov. It's not a miut either, but it's not a rov. It's not a rov. It's automatically a miut. It's considered like a miut. So tahorim osim asarishon b'tahara. Dinami miuta ninhu islu lemevet arishon b'tuma. Right? Because even if what's it called, they're a miut, right, they still make korban pesach rishon. There's no reason. The chosh ken ki avdi b'tahara shaper domi, right? Even if they're a miut tahorim, and the rov is tmeim, the tahorim also make the tumah, right? So chosh ken over here, they can do a b'tahara, better to do a b'tahara. So the people who are tahor do the korban pesach b'tahara. Utmeim also mishasheni, the kivan ain't a rov, karov, since Rav Kahana holds that metzal metzal is not karov, so the half that are tameh are not a rov. So what do you do with people who are tummy or not a rov? They're nitcha to pesach sheni. You don't commute, then you go from the sheni.